Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Chris Whittingham is going to join the show. He's a friend of the show. He's a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. And Whitty's going to be broadcasting the U.S. men's national team semifinal game versus Panama. That's coming up Thursday in the CONCACAF Nations League semifinal. You can watch it on Paramount Plus. Inter Miami's next MLS game isn't until the end of the month. They're hosting the Union, but they're off until the 29th because of the international break. Whitty joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Since we last spoke, Whitty, Messi scores at Cavalier. The Jamaican crowd goes absolutely crazy. And then late finish Sunday night, the local kid, Fafa Pico, victory over Atlanta United. In the grand scheme of things, Whitty, you know, a victory in mid-March doesn't mean much, but for Inter Miami, kicking Atlanta United's ass, kind of a big deal, like mentally, I think.
Yeah, classic revenge game just because of how they went out of the MLS Cup playoffs last year with Atlanta being a team that really had no business being anywhere near Miami and all of a sudden beat them in a three-game series, which just should never have happened. And so even though Atlanta completely reloaded in the offseason, they're a much different and a much better team now. Miami able to get the victory, and you saw Lionel Messi play 90 minutes, but then the talking point after the game is that he's not healthy again, and he's going to miss international duty with Argentina. But you're right. In the short term, not only was that victory in MLS big, they're now top of the Eastern Conference, but also I love the scenes in Jamaica when they were playing CONCACAF Champions Cup against Cavalier. 35,000 people. There's some great videos, if you want to find them on social media, of the crowd. Oh my God, he's going to play. He's playing. He's coming into the game, and then he scores the goal. And in theory, they're there to support the team from Jamaica, but they were all there to see Messi score, and he delivered for them. So some cool scenes both in Jamaica and in Atlanta.
Whitty, where does Messi stand in all-time soccer? We were joking about it. I think we got away from it last week when you were on.
Here we go.
Maradona and all these guys. Where does Messi really stand? Cristiano Ronaldo and all these guys. Even guys I know their name. Where does Messi stand in all-time soccer?
Well, depending on who you ask, number one. And I think it sort of depends on what era you come from. I do think that there is, in some ways, a poor job, I think, by the sport to preserve its history. There aren't really a lot of Pelé YouTube videos you can go and watch and say, oh my God. And we don't really have a way to compare the context of the level he was playing at the time versus what we see now. Same thing with Maradona, who obviously won the World Cup and had these unbelievable individual performances, but also maybe didn't have the longevity, didn't have the kind of career that he should have done for both on the field and off the field reasons. So I think it sort of depends on who you ask. If you ask an old head, kind of like how you'd ask someone who was around for Jordan's Bulls, you'd go, there's no one better than Jordan. There was no one better than Pelé. There was no one better than Maradona. But I think the people that have been around and watched football for the last 30 years would say that Lionel Messi is the greatest player of all time, and they'd have a rightful argument to that. He's obviously has now won the World Cup. He's won the Champions League a number of times, won a bazillion trophies, more than 40 over the course of his careers. And just by watching him from the eye test, you just go, there's no one who can do what he does.
Whitty, in a lot of weird ways, it's similar to the Jordan LeBron debate. And I'm not trying to do MJ LeBron with you right now, but like I talked to my dad who grew up in Uruguay. Like Maradona is God. There's nobody who will ever eclipse Maradona because of the legacy that he had and because of the way that he did it, the swag, the way he kind of built or took South America over to Europe and just like capitalized on everything. But Messi, longevity, the different places he's won, like in a lot of ways, it's similar to MJ LeBron, and young fans are going to say Messi and older people like my dad are going to say Maradona.
And the funny thing is I also think that Ronaldo is kind of a comp for Kobe, because there is just like this cult of people that just like a certain kind of athlete, which is very self-assured. I do everything on my own. Mamba mentality, CR7 mentality. There is kind of this very similar comp as well, where I really don't think that Ronaldo has his place at this table. I think Messi, Maradona, and Pele are a little bit of a level of above, but Ronaldo's going to maybe at some point, if he keeps going, maybe hit 1,000 career goals. He's going to have accrued a number of statistics. Obviously, he's won the Champions League a number of times. I don't think he's quite there, but I also think that there are just a group of people, the Portugal fans, Real Madrid fans, people that just like a certain kind of strutting, arrogant, cocky, self-assured kind of guy that I think people are very attracted to him in the way that they are attracted to Kobe. I think there's a real overlap in those Venn diagrams.
I know that Ronaldo did not have anything to do with the actual making of it, but you cannot have a statue of yourself that looks that way and be considered the best to ever do it. But on Ronaldo, do you ever see him potentially coming stateside to finish out his career? Or is he just going to finish off where he is, where nobody's paying attention?
Well, that's kind of a funny way to put it, because they actually just played a game at the weekend. His club played a game at the weekend where they had 12,000 people in attendance, and there were thousands of empty seats. And he is playing in Saudi Arabia, earning hundreds of millions of dollars. But that league that has invested over $1 billion, and I mean, probably just Ronaldo himself, but never mind all the other players they brought in, they're kind of meant to have been these upsetters of the apple cart, these disruptors in the world of football. They spent millions and billions to bring players in, and they are a tree that's falling in the forest and not making a sound. In terms of whether or not he would ever come here, he actually came close to coming here, incredibly enough, to play for Kansas City before he ended up going to Saudi Arabia. But there are theories that I don't really want to get into as to why he hasn't. I think that in the overall, he at this point has kind of set his stall out in the great outside of Europe, who's dominating the world of football. He has set his stall as the Saudi guy as opposed to the MLS guy. And I think now, because Messi and Ronaldo have kind of always done everything in competition their entire careers, now, which is the better league? Is it the Saudi league? That's Ronaldo's league. Or is it MLS? That's Messi's league. And I think that it is sort of the next frontier in the Messi v. Ronaldo debate.
Speaking of MLS, Messi, his muscle injury is going to keep him out of Argentina's qualifiers this upcoming week. Important qualifiers for them. They're in first place, but Uruguay-Argentina, that's like the best match week for them. Anytime there's an injury on the turf, we were talking about it yesterday, Crowder, Appel, and I, that's where the conversation turns. I know there's always a dispute about whether or not Messi should be playing on turf, whether he wants to play on turf. Well, he did against Atlanta United. What's your take, Woody, on turf fields and artificial grass in Major League Soccer? Because I know for the World Cup in 2026, that'll all be replaced at the stadiums, MetLife and Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but MLS allows it.
Yeah, and it's only in a few places. It's really only the indoor stadiums and the stadiums in the Pacific Northwest and I guess now New England and Charlotte. So I think it's only 5 or 6 teams that still play on turf out of the 30. So it's generally a good record, but I mean, you look at the president of business operations, Xavi Asensi, put out something on Instagram that basically said, you know, that this turf is exploding brain emoji. It was really bad. Like, there's good turf and there's bad turf. Honestly, for me, and watching the game, it kind of looked like it was being played on carpet. It looked like it was like sort of a level of turf that was bad. And I understand why a lot of people argue against it. Obviously, people will make their judgments based on the fact that he got injured. I personally don't think that it really has anything to do with the fact that he got injured. He played 90 minutes and he looked to be okay. It just seemed like something that has kind of been nagging him for a long time. He just kind of has to get over. And I do think that a trip across the world and two incredibly difficult international games against Uruguay and Brazil might be a little bit beyond him at this point. So I think in the overall, it's difficult to have natural grass in an indoor facility, but I mean, even the NFL players have been asking for this. I think Cooper Kupp is one of the NFL players that's been most on the more NFL teams are moving towards artificial rather than natural grass. And the sport, either sport, whether it's American football or football, are not better with the artificial.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Surfaces.
I hate that you call it football and American football because I play football with it, but it doesn't, like, the size. I played in Wembley when the first international game we played over there, and like we went out and we could tell the grass is different. Like, it's lighter, it's more slippery, because even the celebrations when they run and them little itty bitty jokers that are the size of Gatorade bottles slide 116 yards when they score a goal. Like, is it a bigger deal in football than American football? Because I saw a difference when I did play in a soccer stadium.
Yeah. Well, I think in some ways it's the surface is part of the game, whereas it isn't really in American football. You can kind of play on mud. You can play on sand. You can play. It's not. It really is only for the health of the players and what they're planting on. But the surface itself is a part of the game. And actually, it's interesting to note that the game has completely changed because the pitch has gotten better over the years. It used to be in England, it rained so much that they had a very hard time maintaining a surface over the course of a season. It would become mud by the end of the season, and you couldn't really play on the ground. And so, yeah, it does kind of have to be slick and slippery so that the ball can move. And there has to be actual grass undergirding, because if it falls apart, then the game can be completely disrupted by the playing surface. So, yeah, it is an entirely different thing. That's why you mentioned those international games at Tottenham and even at Real Madrid, where I believe the Dolphins are playing in Spain next year, right? I believe so.
The Bernabeu. Yeah.
So they're gonna play at the Bernabeu. And basically what they did was is they have like a 5-story pitch, and they have an artificial one which they bring up for the NFL and for concerts, and then they move the grass one down almost like down a grass elevator, and it goes down, and that's how they do it. So that is what they will use for the Dolphins game, is because they want to have an artificial stuff so that they don't ruin the natural one, because it has to be completely different than an artificial surface.
Nothing better, Witty, than when you used to go to
talk.
You used to go to football games, American football games, and you'd give us like a little pitch evaluation prior to every game.
I would always ask, whenever Crowder and I were doing Dolphins pregame, I'd always, hey, how's the surface looking like? Because it used to make me sad when the Dolphins would have and they still do sometimes. to call out the Dolphins a little bit. Sometimes the pitch does not look good. They only seem to really only bring up the good stuff around Orange Bowl time, mm-hmm. which makes me a little sad. I want to see the Dolphins 12 months a year have a good playing surface.
But Witty, to be fair, Stephen Ross has allocated a ton of resources to the playing surface. Like, it's not for lack of trying, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because remember the Super Bowl 2 years ago, they hired like some special grass guy and they were growing it out in the fields of Arizona, and the playing surface was absolutely awful. F pitch for a Super Bowl, which is maddening. Like, Stephen Ross yeah. genuinely has allocated the right amount of resources. Yeah. There's just a lot of action going on. The Canes play and then the Dolphins play back to back sometimes. In multiple weeks, like, that's going to devalue any pitch, Witty, as you know, a pitch connoisseur yourself would agree.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.